So Jakob Salam. Day Terry Manchester.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Rabbi Isai. We're holding now in the weeks of Shoivavim. Shoivavim is Shmois Ve'Rabbi B'Sharach Yisrael Mishpatim. And we hear a lot about Shoivavim. The Shoivavim Shurim. Rabbonim give Shurim and Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Tara. What is Shoivavim? What exactly is Shoivavim? What's it got to do with... What is exactly Shoivavim? What's the meaning behind it? What is it all about? And so, this Shoivavim is not just the Inyan. It's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, believe it or not. It's brought down in the Poskim, this Inyan of Shoivavim. The Mishnah Berurah brings, in Siman Tov Reish Pehei, in Hilchas Dalet Parshias. The Mishnah Berurah, right at the end, he says, well, Inyan Tan is Shoivavim Tat, Ayin Bebehit V'Shai Tshuva. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying of him? Mishnah Berurah is bringing, Shoivavim Tat is different to Shoivavim, because Shoivavim is, Shoivavim is for normal years, not Shonim Mubar, not Shonim Mubaris, and Shoivavim Tat is Terumah Tetzave. The Tat stands for Terumah Tetzave. And we add those 2 weeks when it comes to Shonim Mubaris. I'll explain soon, over the, I'll explain what's the difference between Shonim Mubaris and not Shonim Mubaris. Hopefully you get a bit of a clarity on it. So Mishnah Berurah brings the Berahit and Shai Tshuva, and they discuss, the minhag was, maybe some still have the minhag, to fast every Thursday. So the emesis, so Levush brings down, the minhag was to fast Bahab, to fast Monday and Thursday, but to fast Mondays and Thursdays is too much, it was too much for many people. So instead of fasting 4 weeks every day, every week, twice, so they split it and made it 8 weeks, that's Shoivavim, 8 weeks to fast every day only on a Thursday. So Mishnah Berurah brings up in Behitav, what happens if this fast that a person took upon himself and Shoivavim to fast, what happens if it falls on Tu B'Shvat, or if it falls on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or if it falls on other days where the minhag is not to fast Purim Katan? The Paskim are done here. A person who accepts upon himself the fast every Thursday, what should he do? Should he just leave it, or he should maybe be prayer a different day? But Kaponim is brought down, this Indian of Shoivavim is brought down in the Poskim. It is brought down in the Poskim. The child is, what is the meaning behind it? So the Emma says this question, the Prima Gadim asks, Sorochi on Tan Shoivavim, what is Shoivavim? So the Prima Gadim brings Ein Levush and Shla. So I looked up in the Levush. And the Shla, Levush says two reasons. Levush says two very interesting reasons. He says, the Levush writes, Al Pipshat, it's Mamash Al Pipshat. This Levush writes, Yesh Mekayim Shenoigim B'Shnas Ha'Ibu L'Kver Tanis B'Chol Yom Hei L'Parash Shoivavim Tat. V'Hem Parash Shemois V'Yibu B'Sharach Yisrael Mishpatim Truma Tetzave. There are those that took upon themselves and made a minhag that in a Shnas Ha'Ibu, in a leap year like this year, where we have two Adars, that they fast every Thursday on the days of and the weeks of Shoivavim Tat, which is from Shmois till Tetzaveh. So the Levush says, what's the reason? I'll translate it all. So he says that the sibah why they made this takana, it was a takana kaduma, it was an earlier takana. The sibah is because in a leap year, only in a leap year, not every year, only in a leap year, the bahab of after Sukkot to the bahab of after Pesach is more than 6 months. It's more than 6 months apart because it's a leap year, and the bahab is great days for kapara. In order to be able to connect these two bahavs, there shouldn't be such a division. In order, there should be some sort of kapara even during the winter. They implanted this new idea of fasting as well during the winter bahab. But people can't do bahab. It's too much twice a week. So instead, they do just once a week, and it's 8 weeks. In other words, it's because of this extra month which is causing this issue, because there's an extra month of Adar, which makes this split between the two Bahabs. Maybe they should be fasting for 4 weeks twice a week, but instead of that, they did fast it 8 weeks once a week, which is Shoivavim. Yeah, and he said it's only an amount, only in a year when there's a leap year. So that's what it says in Ravosh. Ravosh is one of the major paskim, and that's what he brings down. Pashta Sibah, because it splits between the two Bahabs, which each Bahab has got a Meridik Mzman for Kapara, and we don't want there should be such a disc, such a time, such a Kufa, where there's a gap, where there's no Kapara. So made this Takonah. Okay. Then he brings another reason. He brings another very interesting reason. Oitam Shamati Ache. Oitam Shamati. Vuhu Kirokad Menenu Shaloshem Amu Boris. Hava Lulim Lahapul Ibrahim Bishonim Amu Boris. Vetiknu Nisanis. Eilu Aches Tanisim. Kneged Kol Base Behe Shalachidosh Ebu. Mashamaloshem Amu Boris Shle Apiru. This is a Moridika. He brings in, Ravosh brings another time. Because there was a Tkufa where Noshem Amu Boris, pregnant women, were losing their children. They were being mappled, and they didn't know where it came from, they didn't know why it was. So the Chacham of the time made this takona that only in the Shonim Uboris, for some reason it only happened in the Shonim Uboris. Then they made this takona, they should be fasting once a week for 8 weeks. So he says, why Shemois, Ve'erubo B'shonachis V'shpotem, what's Shemois? So he says, it could be, because Shemois is the parasha where there was massive pervivia. Klal Yisrael, they multiplied in a massive amount. So maybe they saw a reason why it should connect it to Shemois. They should start from Shemois. It should continue. But that's it. That's it. Nothing more to it. At the time they saw there was a problem. They made this takona, and some of us keep it today as well. Some most of us don't. Anyway, that's all it is. That's all it is. These are the two tamim that Ravosh brings down. Yeah, very interesting. Two tamim, which are unheard of and also popular. These are two makayas that Ravosh brings down to Shevivim. And Prima Golem brings down this Ravosh. Okay, and then the Shla.
Shevivim also helps.
In what way?
I think Shuva Bonim or something.
Maybe Bonim, yeah. It's kind of Shuva Bonim, Shevavim.
Yeah. So it fits in nicely with.
Nice, yeah. Shuva Bonim. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes, he says that from Parsha Shemayis, Mesparim Gam Kain, Meshagam Achshav Yifru VeYeribu VeLo Yapidu. Okay. And then he wants to say that maybe that's why there's no Vayechal on the Tanit, because we want to, because it's not Mondays and Thursdays, and if we lay in Vayechal, then we're not going to be laying Shemayis. So mainly, so he says that's why they still kept with the parasha because of Bnei Yisrael Pro by Yitzchus VeYibu Mayoid, and we want that should be a shpa, that should have a shpa. What? Again? Oh, Shachris as well by Tanis. So you can have a mincha, yeah. Okay, so that's why. He says that's why the minhag is in the morning, not to say Vayichal. Yeah. So those are the two tamim that Ravosh brings down. There'll be pashtos, there'll be pshat. That's the two tamim that Ravosh brings down. Then the shla kosh brings down another tam, which is a little bit deeper. And then the fourth tam is the alpid arizal, which we'll explain elaborate soon. The third explanation behind shavim, the shla brings down. And shla says that this. The shla says that these four parshas basically explains, and I'm going to read it from inside if you don't mind. And I'm going to translate it. B'nivchu eri ha-parshis, ki behem nimtzu inyonim shel tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, v'talmud Torah. He says that tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, and talmud Torah are four inyonim which helps better a person. And he says that shevivim tat, what's shevivim tat? He says shevivim tat is only referring to a leap year, this year. And shevivim, it comes to the pasuk, like you said, tshuva b'nei shevavim. And then tat, he says tat is oshtevis, tshuva, tefillah, and talmud Torah. That's tat, and then he says tat is also lashon teis, to give, which is referring to tzedakah, and that's what it means shevivim tat. Shevivim shuvon and shevavim, and then tat is a rosh tevas for these four things. And then he's masbe. Why is it only dafka negea? Why is it dafka negea to a leap year? He says it's mainly negea to a leap year. The levush, the shla also takes on that this shevivim, his whole shevivim is mainly negea to a leap year, and he explains the moed kazach. He says that we all know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the sun and the moon equal. And then the moon complained that in Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shemekaseh Echad, that it doesn't go like this. So the Baruch Hashem told the moon, okay, if that's the case, then I'm going to make you smaller. And that's how it is till today, the sun and the moon. So the Shla explains that what we have down here is the same thing up there, whatever that means. It's not just our sun and moon that we see with our physical eyes. It's also Ashpas from Lamala. And this created a Meridika Kitrug. It wasn't just, we don't have that now, the sun anymore. It was a Meridika Kitrug. What the Levana did is it was a Meridika Kitrug. And Adayim Azeh, we suffer from this Kitrug, whatever that means. And then he says that this, because of the sun has a different different brightness to the moon, it's also got a different orbit. Because it's got a different orbit, then we know that every few years, the moon and the sun don't fit. They don't go. In other words, because we know that Pesach always needs to be Chedosh Aviv, but nevertheless, we always go with the moon. And now, but if you go only with the moon cycle, then it's going to end up being years where Pesach is way too early. But Meila, in order to balance it out, we have to add another Chodesh. So he says this, that we have to add another Chodesh every few years, is Be'etzem Chesaron, because it should have really been, the world should have really been in a Matzav where the moon and the sun work together in the same orbit or something like that. And Meila, there's no need to make any, therefore there will be no need to make any Shalom Mubaris. There will be no need to do that. Now the fact that we do have a Shalom Mubaris, it comes from a Chesaron. And that is Be'etzem Kitrug in the world. And he said that this is the year, and a leap year is a year, because it's got a Meridik Kitrug, and we have to rectify it. And that's why his man Moma Sogel for Tshuva. And that is why, only on Shovim Tap, only on, in other words, leap years, like this year, that's why only such years is there Indian of Shovim. In other words, it's Indian to be more Tshuva, like he explains the Va of Shovim is to do Tshuva. Just do Tshuva. And these four Nyanim, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, and to learn more, to learn extra. So according to the Shlom writes clearly that this mainly only negia only in a leap year. Shevivim doesn't apply. Stamadi, we should know that Shevivim Tat every year we take on every year has a meaning. But Shevivim Tat in years of leap years is definitely more powerful. It definitely has got much more of erech. Now, Shevivim, those are three tamim the Prima Golden brings down, and two tamim from the Ravosh, and then the third tam. A third explanation from the Shlom. Now, the main time which is brought down, is brought down Alpida Arizal. And the emphasis is the Arizal was Megala, a Meridika Zach. The Arizal was Megala Tas, a Meridika thing. The Gemara says in Erevin. Daf Yot Chesam at base. The Gemara says, Ame Reb Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Ame Reb Yirmiyah ben Elazar. The Gemara says, for 130 years, he was moiled, he gave birth to Ruchin, Shidin, and Leilin. In other words, the Gemara says, a minute later, what does it mean, Ruchin, Shidin, Leilin? It means he had no children, but he was hoiled other sorts of children. The Gemara says here, So the Gemara says, after Adam Rishon saw that Hashem was mad to him in Olam, he took him out from Gan Eden. The Gemara says that he was a chassid gadol and he was punish min Isha. He wasn't together with Chava for 130 years, and only Shem was only born only 130 years later, the Gemara says. And what happened all those 130 years? He was punish min Isha. And the Gemara says that for those 130 years, he had Sheikh Vazera the chassid gadol unsi, because he wasn't with his wife. So he had Sheikh Vazera. And all this Sheikh Vazera was moiled Ruchin Shidin Leilin. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. What does that mean? So the explanation is that when a person has children, excellent, very good and fine, but a person is moiled Sheikh Vazera Levatola, so there's no children. But this Sheikh Vazera doesn't just go to the waste. It still produces other things which we don't see. It's not part of our world down over here. But it produces other children, so to speak. I know there's a minig in Yerushalayim that when a person's nifta by the levaya, if by a man, by a vay, they announce, Kinder zonen ish mit gehen mit der Mitte. Children shouldn't follow the Mitte. That's what announced. And I asked, what does it mean? Why not? I don't know. So somebody explained to me, they're referring to this, that because these, every normal person has, besides the normal children, for children, he has what's Sheikh Hazar Batala, Le'unse, that's an Amal Azach, and these Sheikh Hazar Batala, they're goyim a kitruk to the person himself. So maybe they announced, Kinder zonen ish mit gehen noch der Mitte, means they're referring to these children. They're not referring to the children, Bonim Chaim, which Chaim Chiyu said they're around this world. Referring is something, it's a Gemara. And the reason of Masbe, that these Ruchin and Shidin and Linin, whatever they are, they're in the world, hovering around in the world, but there's got Netzitz Zakdush on them. They are not completely pure, because they never turned out to be a human being. Yeah, I don't really understand myself. I'm just explaining very, very, very brief, very on the, I don't understand myself exactly what all this means. But they have to have Netzitz Zakdusha stuck onto them. It's impossible, and we know the rule is, it's impossible for even the biggest Rasha Marusha, that he shouldn't have any amount of Kedusha stuck onto him. It's only Shaykh that something should be alive, only if there's Kedusha with it. So Tzaddikim have complete Kedusha, and normal people have half-half. Rishayim have mostly Tumah, but they have to have some sort of Kedusha attached onto them. These are called the Tzitzah Kedusha. The Chidah brings down, the Gemara quite a few times brings that somebody came into a Tana, and he did something wrong, and the Gemara says, Nosem Be'inov, V'nasa Gal Shel HaTzomis. And the Racham HaKadosh brings it down also out of a few times. What does that mean? Nosem Be'inov, V'nasa Gal Shel HaTzomis. He looked to him, he gazed at him, and that person turned into a pile of bones. What does that mean? So the Chidon, the Arizal, they explain, it's this Mekudah, the meaning, that sometimes there's people who are alive, and they've got rights to live, and it's the only Sibbe is because they've got within them the Tzitz Zakdusha. They've got within them good parts, otherwise it's impossible to live. And sometimes the Tzaddik sees that there's no need to have him anymore, so Meina Nosem Be'inov, they look at him, the Arizal uses it as, the Racham expresses it in such a way that it becomes like a magnet. The Tzaddik, he pulls towards him all the small amount of the Tzitz Zakdusha this person has. He pulled it toward him like a magnet. That's how he does it, by looking at him. And maybe there's nothing left of this person, so it's just the Gal Shel HaTzomis. There was never a schuskim to start with him, because it's all gone. Yeah? Okay, this is a Yesod HaPikabola, but it's something that everybody can really appreciate in a shallow level. So that's how it is with all these ruchin, all these ruchs atumah, there has to be netzitz hakdusha stuck onto them. Now, but what happens with these netzitzas? What happens to them? They just get lost? No, they're not allowed to get. They don't get lost. It comes a time where somebody comes and he's mevarah the netzitz away from there, and he takes it towards himself. A yid comes, he does a mitzvah, he does a. There's a meisah with the Baal Shem Tov. They bring a meisah to Baal Shem Tov. That he was once traveling, I don't know if it was a Motzei Shabbos or not, and he got lost. He got lost somewhere. And he came to a, and he needed to, and showing, okay, so he's traveling, he got lost. The Baal Shem Tov got lost, it wasn't called really getting lost. And he needed to wash his hands until he died to make a moitzi. So he found over there a small lake. And he came there towards the lake with his Talmidim to wash his hands. And he took some water to wash his hands, and then as he was doing it, or something like that, there was a big frog came, a big massive frog came, and the Baal Shem Tov, he did not taste a dime, and the frog died. So I don't know if the frog said this, or if it was the Baal Shem explained to his Talmidim. The reason why the Bein Shalom brought him to this place was because this frog is a Gilgal of a neshama which had to come back down in this world to massacre something. And he was here for 400 years, that's what brought down this story. And now is the time when I can massacre the nitzis, which is in this frog. Now is the right time to massacre it. So now I came here, by doing this dam on the water that he's in, so it was masukan, so that's it, now he dies, he can go back to Shemayim. In other words, there's nitzitzis all around, and we do the same thing as well. We don't realize, we do the same thing. There's nitzitzis all around, and we're here to mavara these nitzitzis, which are stuck all over the place. Now, says Arizal, I heard once, that's maybe pshat. I don't know if it's true, but that's maybe why, if you find over the history of time, the places where Yidden dwell always move. So before the war, Yidden, where was Torah, where was it based? Poland, Germany, Hungary, all those, now there's nothing there. And at that time, before the war, or quite a good few years before the war, there was nothing in England. There was definitely nothing, not much in America. Now where is it all? In England and America. So I heard one explanation, because there's Netzaitis all over the world, and over the years, there's a need to massacre these Netzaitis everywhere. So at one point, it was those areas in Europe. Now it's Masoka, so now we move on to another place in the world. Until it brings a tikkun akloli to the whole world, and the whole world is Muslim for the Asid, for the Mashiach come. So now the Arizal Masbe, these Netzaitis, the Adam Rishon of these 130 years, these Netzaitis, they flew around, they were all over the place, and the place where they were Masukim were in Mitzrayim, when the Eden went down to Mitzrayim. That was the place where they were. Either they were in the people or in the place, I'm not sure. And that was the Zman when the Masakim, the Netzaitis, the Adam Rishon left behind for all those 130 years. As I should in Arizal. That's what's brought down from Chaim Vital. And so says Rav Chaim Vital, and not only was it also the time when the Yidden were Mitzrayim then, we know the rule is, Ramchal always brings down this rule, but it's apparent also in Arizal, that Yom Tovim is not pshat, that there was once a Pesach, and we commemorate. We commemorate Pesach, to Mechazek HaAmona. There was once a Sukkos, and we commemorate Sukkos, to Mechazek our B'tochen Rebbe Yishloim, whatever the Yom Tov brings out. No, it's more than that. The world is like a galgal, it's like a cycle, the year is like a cycle, and every year Pesach comes, the time is mashpia on us today, and it's mashpia on us emuna. When it comes to Shavuos, it's mashpia on us, Kabbalah Satoya, whatever the Yom Tov brings, it's mashpia on us. And that's why, when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, it was a massive, massive chiddush. Chazal, Esther said to Chacham Kavuni Ladoiris, she didn't just mean, please make me another nice Yom Tov for the Eden. She meant, Kavuni Ladoiris, I want that this man should be Mesugal again every year as they go through the same, as they go through this year, it should be Mesugal for Klal Yisrael as well, it should have a Sashbos. But that is the Yisrael Ramchal brings down. So it says the Arizal, it's the same thing all year round with Kriya Satoya. Now that we learn Shmo is very Bereshachis Meshpatim and Terumah Tetzaveh, these weeks are the weeks when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim and when Klal Yisrael revire the Netzaitzes from there. In other words, they cleansed out all the Kedusha from Mitzrayim and they Taka did a good job. And now that we learn in these weeks again, we learn in these parashas again, we've got the Koyach to massacre this problem again. We've got the Koyach to massacre this Avla again. Yeah? We've got the... I'll read you his words over there, the Arizal. Inyan Shavim, Hanadoim, Sheshmina Kodam Cholisolis, Anis, Mem Yom Ritzufim, Sheshmini Yom Rishon Shel Shmois, Ad Pashas Truma, Uksasmin Tetzave, Menosum Vesiman, Shubaban Shavavim, Yoshatevas, Yishmishpatim, and Ika Tanibem, Beyomim Edu, Leniskure El Avona Oven Akari. Beyomim Edu Mustugolim, Nesanis Bem Alakari, Yosim Kodamis Ashono, Vetama Dova, Isbalachom, Mashibianu, Benin Golis Mitzrayim, Behemu, Vilvain, Mainoli, Shomisbai, Koysom Shinistabdu, Begolus Mitzrayim, Hoyoysom, Hanitzitis, Shinan Shomis, Shiotsu, Mother Mission, Moysom Kufla, Machon, Shapish Ministry, Voyomoyed Chidden Beruchin, and the Tippers Kay, Behol Edu Miskin Golis Mitzrayimahu. And all these Tippers Kay, which came out of Adam Rishon in those 130 years, they were Niskan when Yidden went down to Mitzrayim at that time. V'lechein, b'zman ha'pashe, se'eru, yesh b'm z'gur l'kabel tshubas adem ha'mis'ane b'em al ober na'keri. V'lechein, he'm m'schirim min pashe shmois, v'lech pashe hiho yascholes ha'shibud. And it ends off mishpatim, where he says, ki sikne eved, every has got to do with Matan Torah, whatever that is. So that is the story. This is really bad, so it comes from the Indian of Shavim. So Shavim, the Lavosh says 2 times, the Shlach says a time, and Acham, it's all Emmas. But the main time, which seems that we take on today, and that's why do we Mechazik to give Shurim and Hilchas Nidah? Because it's the same idea. I mean, it's not nothing to do with it, really. It's nothing to do with it. It's just some they took Shavim and said, okay, you know what, let's do Chazor, let's give Shurim, which is Merid Kazakh. But it's nothing to do with it. But where did it come from? It comes from this Arizal, because the Indian of that's the Indian of Shavim Kunt Arizal. Now I'll just add another one point that the Paskim say, the Rav Ush says you fast Monday and Thursday, or do just Thursdays instead of Mondays. But the Arizal holds that all these fasts has to be 40 fasts. Or has to be paid Dalat Hanesim. He's got all Chesh, but how can you fast paid Dalat Hanesim? You fast a couple of days, that's considered like 20 Tanesim. It's a whole Chesh, but how he makes all these Tanesim. But according to Arizal, there's no need to fast just a Monday and a Thursday, or just Thursdays. It's nothing to do with it. It comes in the Poskim, this Indian of fasting once a week or twice a week, wherever it is. According to Arizal, there's a whole number, you have to make a whole Chesh, but stump to fast days here and days there. According to Arizal, it's not Bechal, it doesn't have any mashmos. And another thing, it's not clear, but according to Arizal, this has nothing to do with Dafka leap here. Because it's nothing to do with a leap year. Because we're reading Shmei Zvei Roshanach every year. It's nothing to do with a leap year. It's not clear why a leap year more, but it's clear in our Rizal that leap year has more of a koyach, more of a power, whatever it is, I don't know what. But it's definitely, it applies all year round. Mashiach is going to other Tamim. It seems that it applies mainly, only to a leap year, which is this year ground. So anyway, this year, when a leap year, what do we need to bring out from this? This is just the Indian option. What do we need to bring out of it? I saw the Bnei Yisrael writes, we can't fast today. How are we going to fast? We just about managed to fast. The fast that Chazal Machav is to fast, and we're already complaining about it. But we can't fast. We don't have the kirchus. Not all of us have the kirchus to fast. But we've got kirch to do tshuva. We definitely have a kirch to do tshuva. There's beds, and we can do tshuva all year round. But the reason is Megalitas that this time of the year there's more of an opportunity to do tshuva, especially on this Indian. But bechlal, or even klali to do tshuva to mesaken out drachim or come to the shla says tshuva tefillah daka and Talmud Torah. We can zicha we mechazik ourselves extra kivisim Torah. It's daka and tshuva and tefillah and be Hashem the bishul miskabel our tshuva ba'ava. Good.